Lefty.
All right, just before we head home, I got two things I want to do. One, I want to give you an idea of what we have coming up for the rest of the week. Well, some of the week. And then we'll finish taking a look at what's happening with regards to Lebanese female Air Force pilots. All right, as far as what's coming up this week, we're going to talk about opportunity zones, and we want to know who really wins. We'll talk about that on Tuesday. Into the future, this Thursday, will give us a forward look at space hotels. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, space hotels, hotels in space. Are you ready for that? We've been talking about making some of those trips to outer space, and it's coming on back. How about hanging out in outer space for a little while? Well, space hotels, and we're going to take a look at how teachers are going to be possibly teaching their students in the future in ways that will have to do with dealing with the short attention span that is said to be brought about by a lot of this technological advance. Saturday, we're going to share with you some ways to beat diabetes, but we're also going to take a look at happy couples. And one of the primary points of focus will be with married couples. When married couples are happy couples, is it in the genes? Is there something going on in the genes that may contribute to the happiness that happy married couples experience? All right. That's it. We are going to wrap up our look at Lebanese. Air Force pilots, as we head home, 24-year-old Manara Eskandar is a sergeant, first female mechanic in the Air Force. When she started out, she was given mainly administrative tasks, but she later asked to be given a real mechanic's work, and her superiors agreed. When she first got there, her male colleagues looked at her with sympathy, like she needed help. But little by little, she became stronger in her job and started doing some work that they couldn't do, that the men couldn't do. She says she has small hands, so sometimes she can do things that they can't, like reaching into areas of the engine that they cannot reach. Chantal says that times are changing for women in the Lebanese armed forces. Everyone in the Air Force is helping the women and encouraging them to fulfill their ambition. And that's why perceptions are changing and men have become more accepting of women in combat positions, as well as emancipating women in society. All right, we will be home shortly. I hope that you really got something out of these looks around the world as we took our News the Right journey. Remember, I want you to be ready for the Power Quiz on Power Friday. So be paying close attention to everything that I'll be sharing with you about this weekend song, because everything I share is fair game for the quiz. Also, make sure that you get some rest. Don't just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Learn to make times of rest part of your life's rhythm. We need to be getting rest on a daily basis. We need to be getting rest maybe once a month, once every 2 months, once every 3 months. If we can't do once every month, once every 3 months. Where maybe we take a 2-day weekend. Just chill. Once a year, maybe for 4, 5, 6, 7 days. Giving the body, the mind, the soul time to just unwind, get refreshed, regroup. It is good for everyone. It's good for the job for work because we become more productive because of that rest. We rest, we probably will have more patience with our family members. Not to mention just feeling better ourselves. So rest throughout the day, rest. At least one day a week, rest. And then get some of those other times of rest as you can, making rest part of the rhythm of your life. Why? It's a great way to let some of life's best moments come to you and to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.